The Aspen Square Condominium Hotel is a short walk from the ski gondola and from a retail marijuana store. Now that pot's legal, General Manager Warren Klug says he's concerned about people smoking in their rooms and staff taking home what guests leave behind.
One of my biggest concerns is that while traditionally housekeepers in condominium properties are allowed to take home whatever groceries and foodstuffs people leave on their departure, and sometimes it's a lot, what happens when they leave a plate of cookies or a container that has some marijuana-laced gummy bears?
This summer, Klug has been working with his 50 or so staff on how to recognize marijuana-infused food and what to do with it. Next, he's hoping to educate guests with a flyer outlining things like,
here's the environment, and this is what you can and cannot do. And by the way, be very careful about where you leave any leftovers or where you leave any edibles. When it's time for you to go home, there should not be any of that left in your room.
I think this is a really cool part of it. And the time of onset, I think, are really good.
Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo has a colorful brochure pulled up on his computer. It includes information like it can take 2 hours to feel the effects of edible marijuana products, and the high from edibles can last 4 to 6 hours. There are suggested serving sizes, too.
You know, we're trying to tell people, if you're going to eat this, 5 milligrams is your first dose. 5 milligrams, wait 2 or 3 hours, see what happens. Then the next day, if it wasn't sufficient, go to 10 milligrams. But don't eat 20 or 30 milligrams your first time out. You're going to be really unhappy.
The brochures will be distributed at restaurants, bars, and hotels throughout Aspen. The education effort grew from a series of meetings held by the Valley Marijuana Council, a group DeSalvo started when marijuana became legal in Colorado.
When we started this, it was not about promoting marijuana. It wasn't about saying that we love it, we're glad it's here. I mean, a lot of our people on our panel don't necessarily agree with the fact that this is legal. We do agree that we have to roll this out real responsibly with a heavy educational campaign.
Eric Klanderud sits on the Valley Marijuana Council and works for the Aspen Chamber. Because the industry's new, he says questions from area businesses are always changing.
People are curious. You know, they want to touch and feel and see what the packaging looks like. They want to understand, and the visitors want to understand along with the staff, where can you legally use the product.
Sheriff DeSalvo thinks Aspen's approach to acknowledging weed is legal and then educating people about it is rare.
Most communities, unfortunately, have a head-in-the-sand attitude about it, or ignoring it until a problem comes up. Some communities are ignoring it, hoping a problem pops up because they're against the amendment.
DeSalvo says no arrests have been made in Aspen around legal pot. The biggest negative consequence, he says, is people over-consuming products like marijuana-infused candies. The Valley Marijuana Council will begin distributing its pamphlets in the next 2 weeks. Marcy Grivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.